The Labor Department has announced a settlement with Purdue Farms over the poultry company's failure to compensate workers for the time they spend putting on and taking off work clothes and protective gear. Under the settlement, Purdue will pay out $10 million to 25,000 former and current workers. And yesterday, the Labor Department filed suit against Tyson Foods on similar charges. Tammy McCutcheon is the wage and hour administrator for the Labor Department, and she joins us now from her office. Hello, Ms. McCutcheon.
Hello.
How much time are we talking about? How long does it take these workers on average to dress and undress each day?
Well, it's different at each plant, and it's also different depending upon what type of gear they have to put on and take off gear. It also differs by whether or not they actually have to wait in line to get their gear. Putting on a smock and taking off a smock doesn't take that long, but a lot of times employees actually have to wait in line to get their smock. So it can range anywhere from just a few minutes to 15 minutes.
And this is important because these workers punch in and punch out very precisely each day, right?
Well, actually,
it's not like showing up at 8 o'clock and then being ready to go to work at 8:15.
Well, that's correct. The practice that we've found in the poultry industry is that they use what they call line time or gang time, and the employees are actually, in the poultry industry, are only paid for the time when a production line is running. So even though they use a time clock and they clock in like many employees do, that time clock information is only used for attendance purposes. It's not used for pay purposes.
Mm. And how much compensation are we talking about per worker here?
For people who've worked the entire time, probably about $500 each year. It's 8 minutes per day that you worked.
Mm-hmm. And this consent judgment will pay out workers for time in previous years?
We're going back 2 years, which is the limitations time on the statute. Mm-hmm. So each employee will receive pay for additional 8 minutes for each day they worked during the last 2 years.
Is it common for workers to have to show up early to do things that an employer needs done and they don't get paid for it?
It's not unusual for us to receive employee complaints in industries other than the poultry industries on this donning and doffing issue that we call it, but we have not found other industries that have this practice as an industry practice.
Mm-hmm. Give us some examples of some of the other kinds of businesses where this might take place.
Well, in the past, there's been litigation, for example, with the meat packing industries. There's a couple of big cases out there that were litigated in the Tenth Circuit. The issue was not only donning and doffing gear, but the cleaning of knives used in cutting meat.
And do you expect a similar kind of settlement with Tyson Foods?
Well, I would encourage them to do so, yes. And we also are going to be contacting other companies and poultry processing companies to urge them to reach similar settlements. We would like the Purdue settlement to be the model for the industry.
As I understand it, Tyson has responded to your suit saying that they do comply with the wage and hour laws and that the time spent putting on hairnets or putting on a smock is similar to a construction worker putting on a hard hat, that it isn't really time that an employee ought to be paid for.
Yes, I did. I have read their release, actually. First of all, it's not just the time it takes you to put it on and put it off. Unlike a construction worker wearing a hard hat, the construction worker doesn't have to wait in line for 10 minutes to get a hard hat. And frankly, I doubt if the law was as clear, and if it was as clear as they claim that they're complying with the law, I doubt that their largest competitor would have agreed to pay $10 million to their employees.
Thanks very much.
Thank you.
Tammy McCutcheon is the wage and hour administrator for the Department of Labor. She joined us from her office.